USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Fiona knocked out Puerto Rico's electrical system Sunday afternoon, leaving millions without power and thousands without running water. As devastating floods and landslides destroyed roads, homes, and at least one bridge, Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi said the damage is catastrophic. Britain and the world are saying goodbye Monday to Queen Elizabeth II at a state funeral that will draw up to 1 million people lining the streets of London. An estimated 20,000 soldiers and police are assigned to protect dignitaries from all around the world. President Trump held a rally in Ohio over the weekend called Save America. Trump called out the current administration for attempting to destroy America.
Inflation just reached another historic high. Congratulations. Surging food, energy and electricity prices are busting family budgets, crushing small businesses and causing shortages, suffering, mayhem, and despair. Yet Biden and the Democrat Congress keep spending us further and further into oblivion, pouring fuel on the inflation fire and incinerating trillions of dollars of middle-class wealth. They're doing it at a level that nobody ever thought possible.
President Biden has again said the United States would defend Taiwan in the event of an attack by China. Asked in a CBS News interview if U.S. troops would defend the island, Mr. Biden said yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack. White House handlers clarified Biden's remarks, saying, quote, "The official U.S. policy, which doesn't commit to a military action on Taiwan, has not changed," end quote. Two Monday night football games tonight, Tennessee at Buffalo and Minnesota at Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow and other products at a fast food restaurant drive-thru last week, was boxed in by FBI agents and was threatened that if he didn't give up his cell phone, they would take it from him by any means necessary.
Signed by a judge, and I'm going, okay, I'm going to call, can I call my attorney or one of my attorneys? He goes, no. And then he goes, I said, I can't call my attorney. And you think I'm going to give you my phone? If I don't give you my phone, am I going to be arrested? He said, no, but we are going to take the phone.
Mr. Lindell on the Charlie Kirk Show last week. The University of Oregon had to apologize for the actions of their students at a football game over the weekend.
The University of Oregon apologized for the profane-laced chants from the student section during Saturday's football game against Brigham Young University. Video posted to social media showed some of the students saying the chant. BYU is a private university affiliated with the Latter-day Saints Church. Utah Governor Spencer Cox shared the video, commenting that religious bigotry is alive and celebrated in Oregon. A group representing the student section apologized for the language late Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A database for tracking the world's fossil fuel productions, reserves, and emissions goes online Monday to coincide with climate talks taking place at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The Global Registry of Fossil Fuels includes data from over 50,000 gas, oil, fields, and 89 countries. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.